Greetings, team. Welcome to the Badass Agile Podcast. I'm your host, Chris Williams. Greetings, everyone, and welcome back. This episode is all about positional authority. In a previous episode, I mentioned that a badass doesn't respect positional authority. Now, how exactly do you pull that off? Well, first, let's remember why we're here. To create an elite tribe of leaders who use agile principles to improve their leadership game, which they can bring back to their clients, teams, and projects. There are so many resources about what you need to do to be agile, but we're focused on who you need to become in order to lead teams. Become an agile person, become a badass, and your leadership skills will improve. And if this helps you, don't forget to tell your friends. Now let's take a moment to remember the badass agile ethos discussed in episode 8. I am part of an elite tribe of leaders who challenge convention and continually seek ways to improve myself and others. I will not be motivated or influenced by money, authority, or power. We will live a professional life with integrity to our core values, service, honor, and openness. I am in control of my emotions and reactions at all times. I am unbreakable. I rely chiefly on myself and my team. I'm accountable for everything. I will be unafraid of new challenges and new ways of thinking. Every problem is finite and solvable. I will not waste time on things that are of low value. I will always prefer the simplest, most elegant option. The competition is counting on my weakness, any weakness. My strength is my ability to shift and react with speed and grace. I will remain ahead of them through continuous refinement, ingenuity, and innovation. The pedal is always to the floor. The extra 1% wins. Now, let's talk about positional authority. Positional authority is the deference of direction and decision to those with an assigned title of power. This usually means that you have to go the way the boss wants you to go. For various reasons, Agile increases the possibility that you're going to lock horns with positional leaders. If we don't have direct conflict with them, we may certainly find our efforts frustrated and our results therefore diluted by their leadership. Now let's recall the first part of the badass agile ethos. I will not be motivated or influenced by money, authority, or power. Leaders are good or bad on a case-by-case basis. Some leaders absolutely should have authority. They've earned it through right motives and corresponding right action. They protect and support their teams. But you'll hear me use positional leadership almost like a slight, because I'm referring to leaders who are leaders in name only. They have the title, but that's the only leadership quality they possess. Now, as a badass, the positional leader is your arch enemy. In film, he would be the staunch old school sheriff who insists on doing things his way because that's the way we've always done them. He does what he believes is decent and right, but it's sadly out of touch with the world outside his bubble, and he therefore clings to the certainty and safety of the old way. He's the crisply dressed but hopelessly green and arrogant FBI agent or head office guy who knows his textbook cold, but is sadly out of touch with the field, because he's never walked the streets or the aisles, he's never had to take out the trash. He was too focused on getting the promotion and making rank. He's the disgruntled hall monitor who just wanted to belong, to fit in, but is sadly out of touch with the individuals in his charge, because he chased power for entirely the wrong reasons and now wields it like a weapon, using it to claim the sense of worth he never rightly had. Now, in the nonfiction world, it's the mercurial leader who says but never does, who passes the buck rather than delegate, whose mind is closed to new thoughts and approaches. Now, they're your archenemy because they're anti-agile. They can never truly embrace failure. Failure's a bad word. They can't be adaptive planners because they need upfront certainty, and change is terrifying. They can't support and protect a team because they see accountability as flowing upward rather than downward. They demand rather than delegate, and they motivate with carrots and sticks because it's the fastest way to get the result, meeting the numbers, which is what matters most, because they've been trained to think that how they seem is more important than how they are. But you are here to make a difference. The true badass is here to accomplish their vision, to fulfill their service. Nothing else matters. You already know you'll encounter resistance of every imaginable kind. People who only serve themselves. People who cling to certainty and safety. People who've been taught to follow the textbook. People who've been conditioned to fear failure and experimentation. But the badass behaves differently. And once you've locked into your why, nobody's authority matters as much as your own. Now, positional leaders represent a firm reality. They sign your checks. They call the shots. So it's suicidal to say we ignore positional authority, right? No, not quite. Remember what positional leaders are driven by: A, success, and B, power. Now, you can work with those triggers to build trust and alliances. To appeal to a positional leader and get them on side, you have to do at least one of the two following things: either get results and/or impress people with similar or more stripes. Remember, if you light a big fire, others will gather round to get warm, and that's exactly how you will work with and around positional leaders. So how do you do this? Like anything else badass, it's all about the mindsets you take and the habits you make. Let's look at mindset. Number one, believe that stripes are meaningless. Right intention and right action is what leads to mission success. So at the end of the day, learn to align yourself first to people who support the mission, who share your values, and who defend the team. But don't ever judge people by the letters on their business card, for better or for worse. Number two, the badass is never superior, simply more authentically themselves. When you do meet a positional leader, remember that not respecting positional authority doesn't mean disrespecting the person. You're not better than them. You don't ignore them or treat them with indignity. You respect that they're a person whose truth is very different than yours, but you assume that they're looking to do good. They just haven't found the badass tools that they need yet. Number three, there's a difference between getting a positional leader what they want and need and just doing what they say. Don't let their title cloud your judgment and impede your mission. Number four, you're still a team. This person is not the enemy. Number five, remember, living a life that betrays your vision and service is deadly. No paycheck is worth the trade. So never let someone take you away from your vision. Be of the mind that your service has a home somewhere. You will find who you are supposed to serve if doing what you think is right is the kind of thing that someone would fire you for, then you are in the wrong place. And there's tremendous freedom in knowing that this one job, this paycheck, does not define you. Your vision does. Now, given those mindsets, let's look at the habits that you have to build. Number one, live your vision every day. You've heard me say, write it down, carry it with you, put it on a screensaver, but remind yourself why you're here and whom you serve. This will help guide you in every single communication you have. And so when you have to speak the difficult truth, like arguing with a positional leader, it will come from a place of service, not disobedience or defiance. When the source of your argument is your true vision and your service, You can never lose, even when you lose. Number two, lead from where you are. A positional leader doesn't have anything that you want or need. If you want to lead people, you don't need a title. Number three, invite everyone to the show. Be transparent. Not respecting positional authority doesn't mean doing things necessarily incognito. Everything you do should be transparent. We value visible work. If you've done your work with a service-based vision and right action, it'll be inscrutable and imminently defensible. If you've made a mistake, you'll accept the consequences and do what needs to be done to make it right because you are a person of honor. Number four, you win with results, not words. So once we get rolling as an agile team, we will eventually start seeing real results. The best way to defeat the resistance is to turn them into allies. And as stated above, making your successes as visible as your failures is a great way to do that. But never use criticism, gossip, or backhanded maneuvers to dismantle a positional leader. Number five, sometimes you got to ask for forgiveness rather than permission. The true mark of the badass is someone who can take measured risks. So support your teams as they build successes and failures through experiments. If you've learned to be adaptive planners, you know you will recover if you stumble. And six, when taking risks, protect your team. If you fail, never, ever throw your team under the bus. Put up your hand and say, "It's on me." Remember, guys, a badass isn't trying to be the new sheriff. The badass doesn't respect positional authority because the badass doesn't crave authority. What matters most is the service you bring to your team, sharing the wisdom that you've gained through real field experience, and by being the example of excellence and fidelity to team and mission that others will want to follow. Folks, thanks for listening. You can reach out at badassagile.com or find me on Twitter @badass_agile. And I'll see you next time. Till then, stay badass.